No, not while I was a kid. I was just, you know.
Yes.
The only time the crocodile I was seen in captivity. But I went over in the Smokies several years ago, and I've seen plenty of more in the Smokies.
Yes. What about birds and all, different kinds of birds around
here? Well, we had a lot of different kinds of birds, more than I know. Didn't know the names of them much. We had a lot of meadowlarks and a parrot. Of course, more crows than anything else. We had a lot of trouble there. I'm taking a corner.
I guess so.
Yeah.
How did y'all keep them out?
The crows?
Yes.
Well, we used to take corn and soak it, grains of corn and soak it, pick a knife and raise the heart of it up, put a little stricken iron in it, scratch it around the edge of the field, let them get some of that. But they finally got on that and they're too smart. They'll put a smart bird.
Yes, sir. Did they have different kind of owls around?
Yeah, we had a screech owl and a hoot owl.
Which one of those is the big one?
Screech owl's the biggest. I mean, the hoot owl's the biggest. Screech owl, he's a small one. He gets like a hoot owl, and he's a small one.
Is that, were you about that big?
Yeah, he came up about like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Did I?
About that big around.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. What about that, those birds that, you know, pecking the trees like that?
The woodpecker?
Yeah, y'all have?
Yeah, there's plenty of them wood hammers, we call them.
Is that?
Yeah, there's plenty of them around.
Were there different kinds of those?
Yeah, but I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know what the name of them was.
Yes, sir.
And some of them are red-headed. Some people call them red-headed peckerboard.
Yeah.
And little old flying squirrels too. Ground squirrel, there's plenty of them. I ain't seen one of them in a long time.
What do they look like, those little ground squirrel?
They look almost like a squirrel when he's a little bitty fella. Had maybe a little stripe down from his eye around down through his head and around his face.
He doesn't climb trees or anything?
Yeah, they climb trees, yeah. But they usually in the ground where they hole up in a little hollow tree or in the ground one. Now, flying squirrel, he stays in the tree. They just fly all them trees and stretch them legs out and have a web on them. Miss leg back here, and when it's widened out, they just take right off down on the ground.
Yes, sir.
Now, I don't think they could rise up and fly, but they'd sail out of a tree that way.
They kind of like just glide.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I got a yip of one of them one time.
Oh, what happened?
I caught him in a tree and he likes to eat me up.
Oh.
Get rid of him.
Well, they bite at you and everything?
Yeah, just bite so far out of
it. Those possums, they'll play dead, won't they, the possums?
Huh?
The possums always play dead, won't they?
Yeah, the possum will shut up on them, but he'll bite you now if you don't watch him.
Oh. And a coon, he's supposed to be pretty mean, isn't he?
Huh?
Isn't the coon supposed to be fairly mean, won't he?
Yeah, mean. I never did fool with a coon.
When you're out hunting possums, did you always take dogs with you? Or?
Yeah. We always took a dog. They'd tree them around them cemetery trees. Go in the old fields where they growed up. Mm-hmm. Be a lot of cemeteries in cemeteries, and that's where you'll find your possum of a night.
Yeah.
Dogs. If he ain't in there, there's probably dogs run him up on, you know.
Yes, sir. Did you catch opossums and eat them?
No, we never did eat them. A lot of people did.
Yeah.
We just catch them, skin them, sell the hides, boys.
Would that bring much money, those hides?
Well, about 50, 75 cents back then, but they're higher now, I guess.
Well, that wouldn't be too bad, because I guess it'd be a lot of fun just to get out.